Good evening, everyone. It's good to see everyone out this evening. Just to make a few remarks, we appreciate the presence of everyone. And I want to say for the visitors, you are to be commended for making the effort to assemble on the first day of the week. There are so many people today that think you do not even have to assemble. And it shows your love for wanting to do what is right. We appreciate you being with us. You are an encouragement to us, and we hope to be an encouragement to you this evening. My voice was pretty well done after I taught class in the sermon this morning, so I'm going to again try to stay as close to this as I can. I want us to look at why we should study the Bible. Our text is going to be 2 Timothy 2:15. This is a familiar text. I used this along a different line of thought several weeks ago. But there are many reasons that we should study the Bible. One of the first is to know God. There are many sermons that have been preached, many articles have been written using 2 Timothy 2:15 for the text. And that verse says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So why should we be diligent, careful students of the word? And before I get into that a little bit more, we've got to understand that the word is one of the greatest weapons we have. It's one of the greatest protections that we have. It's one of the greatest blessings that we have. And we should not take it for granted at all. Again, we live in a time when so many people don't even open up their Bible to see what's in there. We've got to spend time in it. So one of the reasons we should study the Bible is to know God. And we learned that from the very beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. We learn the five fundamental facts of science: time, force, action, space, matter. In the beginning, time, force, God, action, created, space, the heavens, and matter, the earth. And you can approach the Bible from so many different angles. Many scientists do not believe in God, but the Bible proves the facts of science. Why did God create the world? Well, in Revelation 4:11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created." We have too big of an opinion of ourselves. We think God created this world for us. He created us for his pleasure, to give him honor and glory. So we need to study to know God. Those who do not know the Bible do not know God. It's plain and simple. God has told us all he wants to know about himself in the Bible. And it's possible to be educated and polished in the modern sense without knowing God. But you stop and think about this. So many people they have their perception of who God is, or some will even say who she is. But the only way we can know God is by studying the Bible. Some of the most highly educated people in our generation do not know God. The reason they do not know God is that they have not been students of the book in which God reveals himself to man. We see that out in the world. Unfortunately, that is in the church also. Some do not know God because they have not spent time reading the revelation where he has made himself known. So we need to study to know God. Paul went to Athens to preach. There were the philosophers there. They spent their time in learning some new thing and then sharing that knowledge with others. But what did they lack? They did not know God. They were not Bible students, and because of their lack of knowledge of the true God, they were idolaters. And friends, when we do not know God, we are going to be idolaters. That basically means we are worshiping something, someone other than God. But Paul said to them, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription, 'To the unknown God,' whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you." You see, these people believed in so many gods, they were afraid that they might leave one out. So they had an altar with the inscription, "To the unknown God." Sometimes, if you tell people about the God of the Bible that we read and study about, they'll look at you like you're crazy. Well, God can't be like that. The only way we can know what God is like is by opening up and seeing what he has revealed to us. Back to these philosophers, they knew a lot, but they did not know God. There are many today that know a lot, but of the most important thing of knowing God, they are ignorant. And that's willful ignorance. Willful ignorance is the worst kind of ignorance. It's inexcusable. You see, people are going to know what they love. You talk to people that follow sports, and they can tell you the players, the major players of teams, their scores, their averages. They can tell you everything about those people. And then you ask them something about God, and they're silent. And friends, God is one of those topics that we should be able to talk about on and on and on with people. The world by its own wisdom will never know God. The world by wisdom cannot know God. 1 Corinthians 1:21, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." God gave us the Bible so that we could know him. And he made it in such a simple way and with faith in it that many of the world will look at it and think that it's foolishness. It's foolishness. So we should study to know God. Of course, we have the book of nature. We go to Psalms, Psalm 19. We read, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech. Night unto night shows knowledge." So we have God revealed in nature. But you give man nature without the Bible, without the revelation, and what's he going to worship? He's going to worship nature. And we see that common today. That's been common throughout the ages. People worship the earth. They worship this and that of the earth because they do not go to the revelation of God. Romans 1:18-20, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." You look at the sunflower and the design of the sunflower. They're all the same. You look at our body, how complex and how intricate our body is. They were created by a creator, designed by a designer. And we learn from God, again, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, say, so they are without excuse. When we see that, then you back up to Hebrews 11. "But without faith it is impossible to please him, For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Why should we study the Bible? To know God. To know God. Well, we should study the Bible to know Jesus. There's no way of knowing Jesus except through the Bible. It testifies of him. And because of their ignorance, the Jews put him to death. You stop and think about this. The Jews that were following God's law, God's chosen people, God had revealed himself to them directly to the patriarchs, through the prophets. He prophesied of Christ coming, the Son of God. And the Son of God comes, and what do? They kill him. Because of their ignorance, they put Jesus to death. Their ignorance did not excuse them. In Acts 3:17, "And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers." So why were they ignorant? Because they were not spending time in the Scriptures. Friends, if we don't spend time in the Scriptures, we are going to be ignorant today. Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Friends, we've got to know Jesus, and we cannot know Jesus apart from God's Word. I've heard people say, you know, when they want to get close to God, they'll say, "I love to go up into the mountains, and I just get so close to God in the mountains. I love to go to the seashore, to the ocean, and I just get so close to God." And you know what I tell them? When I want to get close to God, I go to His Word. That's the only way you're going to get close to God. You're going to appreciate the things that He's done, but we've got to get in the Word. We've got to study the Bible. We've gotten away from that. Many today are just as ignorant of the real Jesus as were the ancient Jews. And the cause of their ignorance is the same. The remedy for their sin is the same. They will have to be converted or turned to the Lord. The power to bring about this conversion lies in the Word. So, we study the Bible to know God, to know Jesus. When we study that, we know, we realize that we are lost, we are separated because we have sinned against God. And the only way that we can know how to be reconciled and made right is to go to His Word. We study the Bible to know the plan of salvation. Not one of us would know how to save ourselves if it were not for the Bible. Now you can turn on the TV or listen to somebody and people will tell you a dozen different ways, or they'll tell you you can choose any way to be saved, or it doesn't matter, you're saved already. Again, they do not get those ideas from the Bible. And we cannot trust our feelings. Feelings are very deceptive. We cannot know whether or not our feelings are right or not. Jeremiah 10:23, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps." We can be told a lie. We can be told a lie and believe it. Just like when Jacob was told that Joseph was devoured by wild animals, and his brother showed him the coat that was covered with blood, and he believed that. He believed that. He felt that his son had died. We can't trust our feelings. We've got to put our trust in the Word of God. We study the Bible to know the plan of salvation. We cannot afford to risk the salvation of souls upon the word of any man or any set of men. So we've got the Word of God. We've got the word of man. We've got our soul. We've got eternity set before us. So which one are we going to choose? Are we going to choose the Word of God or the Word of man? And it's interesting, like we were talking about this morning back in Luke chapter 8. the man with the demons recognized who Jesus was and begged him not to torment him. The demons know who Christ is and that there is a judgment coming, and they fear that judgment. Christ came and died, and we have a revelation of everything that God wants us to know. Yet we don't take the judgment seriously. Jesus said, "Let them alone, the blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." And that's going to be a terrible fall. And there's just one way that we can know that we are not blind and following blind leaders. We must study for ourselves. We must know what the Lord has spoken. Don't ever take my word for something. Look at what the Bible says. And as I mentioned, when we were traveling a couple weeks ago, and something that makes me uneasy, and we're somewhere and someone gets up for a Bible study or a sermon, and it goes on and on and on and on before they even get into a scripture. We've got to get back to the Bible. We should study the Bible because of its good fruit, the fruit that it bears. The things of civilization that are worthwhile are the products of the Bible, the good things brought about by the Word of God. The sins and bad things of the world are because folks are not willing to be guided by the Bible. You think about being productive, being workers, raising family, raising godly offspring, having a good marriage. All of these things make a good society. It's things that God has revealed to us. The opposite of that, again, the things that are bad are because folks are not following what the Bible tells us to do. And we ought to count our blessings. We ought to get down on our knees and thank God for giving us a book that will bring about blessings in our life. The world is looking for the answers to these things. We have it right here in front of us, but how much time do we spend in it every day? We should study the Bible because it's living and eternal. Men write many books, but they pass away. Not so many even survive the generation that produced them. The readers become fewer and fewer. But think about this. God gave us a book that will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. But the word of the Lord endures forever. What's never going to go away? God's word. When this world is wrapped up in flames, the Bible is going to survive. All the things are going to pass away. Death and decay will take over everything. But the word of God will not die. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. A book that will endure forever should demand our attention to it. And there's so much in Hebrews 4:12 talking about the word. And studying God's word, it's quick, meaning it's alive, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Different things come to mind with that. To some people, they would think of the priest when they offered the sacrifices and would take a knife to cut up the animal. Some would think of the Roman soldier and his sword. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. Those things that are so intertwined, yet God's word can separate them. And this book, it's going to last forever. It's never going to change. Why should we study the Bible? Because of spiritual light. All spiritual light is from the Bible. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We need light. We live in a world of darkness. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Psalm 119, verse 104. And the entrance of thy words giveth light. It gives understanding unto the simple. We need a light. We need direction. We need a true light. And it comes from studying God's word. The spiritual light can be applied in so many different ways. In knowing how to save ourselves from our sins, knowing how to live day to day in Christian life, knowing how to follow God's word to be pleasing to him. And one of the things that this light illuminates in God's word is authority. And there are many places where we can learn how to establish authority. Acts 15 is just one of those places where it has all three types of authority included in that chapter: an approved example, a necessary inference, and a direct statement. Why is this important? Because we want to walk in the light. And when people don't study the Bible, they come up with any and every means of establishing authority that they want to. But is God going to accept that? No. He said, just like we know that his word is going to endure forever, Jesus said that his word is going to be what is going to judge us. So we want to be sure we are following the word, not some feeling, not what some man says, something that we can open up, look at it in black and white, and put our finger on it, and then we can sleep at night with the confidence that when we are obeying God, our soul is right with him. And if we are not following God, then hopefully his word will trouble us. So we want to make it right. Why should we study the Bible? It's the basis of faith. Our faith comes by hearing the word. Without hearing the word, we can have no faith. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It goes back to the point that I was making earlier. So many men today will make talks based on current events or this or that, and rarely get around to God's word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You want to have stronger faith? You spend more time in the Bible. It's not hard to understand. That's why the Christian will not do things that he cannot read about in the Bible. He would have no faith in them. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, we aren't going to do something that we cannot read about. Peter stood up in Jerusalem and said, "Men and brethren, you know what? A good while ago, God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe." The basis of faith, that the Gentiles were accepted into the fold to receive salvation. We hear and we believe. In the absence of hearing, we cannot believe. We hear God's word, we believe. In the absence of hearing God's word, we cannot believe what this man says. We cannot believe. It's without faith. Why should we study the Bible? It's the foundation of hope. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Romans 8:24. We need a strong foundation in our life, and that comes from studying God's word. Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have. an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil. You know, you go out and you start talking to people tomorrow, Monday morning, and you're going to see people all over the board, up and down, because of what they listened to on the news, what they saw, what they read, what they saw on social media. They're just tossed to and fro, back and forth, uneasy, uncertain, don't feel comfortable with things going on. But you see, friends, we can have an anchor. We can have an anchor that's going to hold us firm. And just, again, back to Luke 8, when Jesus was crossing over the Sea of Galilee, and he knew that storm was coming up, and he goes to sleep. And then the disciples panic. They panic with the Savior right there. They were in the boat with the Savior, and they panicked. And we can look at them and say, well, they shouldn't have done that. But we do the same thing. I'll say, I do the same thing. I do the same thing. And like he asked them, where is your faith? We have to ask ourselves, where is our faith? Where is our faith? Christ didn't bring us this far to abandon us. We should study the Bible because we're going to be judged by it. We'll stand in the judgment and be judged by the things written in the Bible. And that's a fearful thought. There's just one way to be ready for the judgment, and that's to study the Bible and learn God's will concerning us. So when we think back to when we were in school and the instructor said, you're going to have this big test coming up, your whole grade's going to depend on it. Whether you pass or you move ahead is going to depend on how you do on this. I'm going to judge these papers. Here's the answers. What do? We study. We study. But the biggest, most important thing, our soul, our eternal soul, we don't do that. Satan has deceived us. Satan has got us sidetracked. Satan has got us caught up thinking about this and that. But friends, there's a judgment coming, and we need to study the Bible. Then, while we are in the body, we need to do the things that God wants us to do. Once we die, we aren't going to have another chance. There's no gospel of second chance. There's no do-overs. This is the time that we have. So we have the Bible. The Bible, and we need to read it. We need to study it. And the Bible is inerrant. And that means that when something conflicts with the Bible, we can confidently say that it is never the Bible that is wrong. Yet again, people today make that nebulous. And well, the Bible can mean this, it can mean that, and I feel this way, and I feel that, and this person said this and that. No, it's God's word. It's sure. It stands fast. And if there's a contradiction between the Bible and anything else, whatever the other thing is wrong. The Bible is what we can stand on. So why should we study the Bible? To know God, to know Jesus, to know the plan of salvation, because of its good fruit. It's living and eternal. It's the source of spiritual light, the basis of faith, the foundation of hope, and we're going to be judged by it. So how much, I'll ask myself and you ask yourself, how much am I going to read the Bible tomorrow? Or am I going to say, well, that was a good sermon, but I'm just too busy? Friends, we got to make time to put God first. If we want to know what we need to do to be saved, we're going to find those answers in God's Word. He hasn't left it for us to wonder. He hasn't told us conflicting things. He's revealed himself to us. It's the greatest love story ever written. To us. sinners. He wants us to be his children, to be reconciled, redeemed, to have that covenant relationship with us. He has told us what we need to do in order to accomplish that. It's up to us. Friends, if there's anyone here this evening that needs to respond to the gospel in any way, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing.